Well, what we did was we gave a letter to Mayor Buddy Dyer asking for a meeting and also asking that he stop the arrest. We have not heard back from the mayor, unfortunately.
Fast forward to Wednesday when the group conducted its regular food sharing in the park. A city ordinance makes it illegal to feed the hungry more than twice a year in any one city park. Officials reportedly created the law because business owners operating near Lake Eola said there were increases in crime associated with the twice-weekly food sharings. The group attempted to get a waiver ahead of Wednesday's events, but six people wound up in jail.
The other shocking thing that happened on that day, rather than coming out and saying, yeah, we will meet with you, they actually reformed the trespass ordinance that they've been using against us to try to keep people from participating in the meals.
Food Not Bomb's attorney, Cheyenne Alahi, gave a press conference in Orlando yesterday in the wake of the arrests. He said the city deleted an exemption to the ordinance that allows people to gather in parks under the First Amendment. The group says it deserves protection under the Constitution because it holds these events, in part to call on the government to fund domestic social programs instead of foreign wars. Elahi said members of the group went to the city's parks department to get such an exemption, but found the rules had been tweaked a little.
When these people went there, when the people Food Not Bombs and people who had been trespassed, they took their old trespass papers back and gave them revised versions of it. And in that, they had deleted the language that pertained to First Amendment. Now, that is an egregious act. If the mayor's office thinks that First Amendment is not above this squabble he's having, then I think we have larger issues.
City spokesperson Cassandra Lafser did not agree to a taped interview, but she said the language was changed for purposes of clarity. Still, Food Not Bomb's co-founder Keith McHenry said the group may pursue legal action in addition to a case that's already in the courts.
We are talking about a number of different things, including an injunction against the arrest because of their illegality, and in particular an injunction against the arrest for trespassing as well. There's been a lot of activity in the federal courts about the issue of whether the city can limit you to twice a year per park. We think that that's still illegal and still wrong, even though a very conservative appellate court in Atlanta ruled against us. We're considering the option of going to the Supreme Court in that actual case.
He said the group might even try to pose the question to voters.
We have a huge amount of public support in Orlando, and so we are going to do a ballot initiative, which is not done very often in the city, but it's something that we know we can get enough signatures for. It's 3% of the people who voted last time. And also, we know that it will pass. People are pretty outraged by this. And because of our resistance, we look like we will be able, we've already blunted efforts by other cities to try to create similar laws. We do know that St. Petersburg, for instance, is considering a similar law, and it does seem like the progress on that may be curbed somewhat by our resistance in Orlando.